Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Closing the Racial Wealth Gap, Seven Untold Rules for Black Prosperity and Legacy by Eugene Mitchell, is a financial empowerment book focused on the structural reasons wealth has accumulated unevenly across racial lines in the United States, and on the practical tools he believes can help narrow that gap. Drawing on Mitchell's experience as a Fortune 100 executive and his work on a large community empowerment plan that used life insurance as a wealth-building foundation, the book frames prosperity as a matter of strategy, access, and disciplined use of financial instruments rather than individual effort alone. It is positioned as a short, accessible guide for readers who want to understand how wealth is created, protected, leveraged, and passed on. The book also speaks to community leaders and policymakers, not just individual households, because Mitchell connects personal financial behavior to broader systems such as homeownership, entrepreneurship, and estate transfer. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structural critique of the racial wealth gap. The book begins from the premise that the racial wealth gap is not simply the result of poor decisions, low financial literacy, or a lack of effort. Instead, it argues that Black families have historically had less access to the same financial tools and compounding opportunities that other groups have used for generations. That framing matters because it shifts the discussion away from moral judgment and towards systems, institutions, and long-term asset accumulation. Mitchell's approach suggests that if wealth has been built through different rules and different levels of access, then closing the gap requires understanding those rules rather than repeating generic advice. This makes the book more diagnostic than inspirational. It tries to identify why conventional wealth-building advice often fails to produce equal outcomes when the starting conditions are unequal. Secondly, life insurance as a foundational asset for family protection and leverage. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is its emphasis on life insurance not merely as burial protection, but as a financial asset that can support future income and family resilience. Mitchell's background includes a large-scale empowerment plan that used life insurance to provide income protection and future value for hundreds of thousands of Black families, and that experience clearly shapes the book's logic. The key argument is that properly structured protection products can create a pool of capital that families can later use for college, home purchase, entrepreneurship, or charitable giving. This reframes insurance from a reactive expense into an asset-building mechanism. The book is notable for treating protection and accumulation as linked, rather than separate, priorities. That perspective is especially useful for readers who have been told to save and invest but have never been shown how risk management can support long-term wealth transfer. Thirdly, homeownership as one part of a broader wealth strategy. Mitchell presents homeownership as important but not sufficient on its own. The book aligns with the idea that owning a home can help families build equity and create a legacy. Yet it also cautions that homeownership works best when it is connected to other wealth tools. In that sense, the book avoids the narrow claim that buying property automatically solves inequality. Instead, it places homeownership inside a wider strategy of asset creation, protection, and transfer. This is a useful distinction because many wealth gap discussions overstate a single solution while ignoring the multiple barriers that can limit the value of an asset over time, including credit constraints, refinancing risk, and lack of estate planning. Mitchell's treatment suggests that homeownership should be pursued with intention and coordinated with savings, insurance, and transfer planning so that the home becomes part of an intergenerational system rather than an isolated purchase. Fourthly, entrepreneurship, spending redirection, and support for Black business. Another major theme is the idea that wealth building is shaped by where a community directs its spending. Mitchell encourages readers to think about redirecting consumption toward entrepreneurship and toward businesses that create jobs and circulate capital within the community. This is not simply a call for symbolic loyalty. It reflects a belief that ownership and revenue flow matter as much as individual income. If spending patterns consistently leave a community, then local capital formation remains weak even when wages rise. By contrast, directing resources toward Black-owned businesses can strengthen business role models, deepen community institutions, and create a wider base for future investment. The book, therefore, connects personal purchasing decisions to collective economic outcomes. Its practical value lies in making entrepreneurship and patronage part of a larger wealth strategy, rather than treating them as separate from household finance. That gives readers a way to think about daily behavior as part of economic infrastructure. Lastly, estate planning and intergenerational transfer as the final test of wealth. The book places strong emphasis on estate planning because wealth that is not transferred effectively can disappear between generations. Mitchell treats wills, legacy planning, and structured transfer as essential, not optional, because accumulation alone does not guarantee permanence. This is one of the clearest ways the book distinguishes itself from basic personal finance guides. It is concerned not just with getting ahead, but with keeping gains intact for children and descendants. The logic is straightforward. If a family has assets but no transfer plan, those assets may be reduced by conflict, taxation, or lack of coordination. If transfer is planned, wealth can continue to function as opportunity capital for education, business creation, or homeownership. By emphasizing intergenerational legacy, the book extends the time horizon of financial planning and makes clear that the racial wealth gap is a long-term problem that must be answered with long-term stewardship. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a concise but policy-aware explanation of why racial wealth inequality persists and what practical steps families and communities can take in response. It will be especially useful for Black households building a financial plan, as well as for estate planners, community leaders, faith leaders, educators, and civic officials who want a framework that connects individual habits to structural change. Its main benefit is that it does not treat wealth building as a generic personal finance topic. Instead, it centers the specific tools and gaps that shape Black economic mobility, life insurance, homeownership, entrepreneurship, and estate transfer. That makes it more targeted than many books on financial literacy, which often assume equal access to institutions and markets. The book stands out because it combines a community empowerment perspective with practical, readable guidance. Readers looking for a simple budgeting guide will find something broader here, a strategic argument about how to create, protect, leverage, and pass on assets in a way that supports intergenerational legacy. If you would like to support Eugene Mitchell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.